Lord, for those that do not believe in you and in the resurrection, may we demonstrate our faithfulness, first in loving you and second in loving our neighbor. But doing so, may we lead others to the cross by our examples. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. My message this evening is about the question that many of us ask ourselves, who are we trying to please? A lot of times that is a tough question, but before I get too far into that, I want to go back to Matthew 22, just for a second. Jesus is still being tested. The Pharisees heard how Jesus left the Sadducees speechless. The Sadducees, remember, are those that do not believe in the resurrection. And my question to you is, should we not expect tests being applied to us always? Like the gentleman that tested me years ago about the Ten Commandments. Are we not being tested all the time? We're not here to please or to impress upon a fellow human being. We're here to serve God. That's how I look at it. We're here to serve God. So who should we please? In Thessalonians 2:4, it starts off by saying, and 4 says, rather we have been examined and appointed by God to be trusted with the good news. And that's exactly how we speak. We aren't trying to please people, but we are trying to please God, who continues to examine our hearts. I like that last portion, who continues to examine our hearts. Aren't you thankful that God does not judge us for the actions that happened to us years ago? I would have been condemned to hell years and years ago if that would have been the case. And I am so thankful that for the grace of God, I've had a chance to grow in faith. I feel sad. To me, it's very sad to see someone that does not have that chance. That their actions ended their life much too soon. We're all in the process of learning what God wants us to do in our life. I'm 62 and a half, and I do not feel I have arrived. I do not feel I have retired from what my mission is. But what is my mission now compared to what my mission 10 years ago has changed? I still look at what does God want me to do today. And when I first started this process with God, that began to become a very important question of my own. What would God want me to do now? Would He want me to continue doing what I'm doing? Or do I need to kind of step out on faith and maybe do something a little bit different? I don't know. But I think we're here to please God, not to please anyone else. So, you know, we hope that you continue to please God, that you continue to do what we're doing, that God will continue to examine your hearts. And I guarantee He will examine your hearts, and He will recognize when you are speaking with forked tongue, so to speak. You can lie to many people, but you can't lie to God. And why would you? He is our ally. He is the one that's going to protect us from all catastrophic events in our lives. When we fear of failing, perhaps that's the best time to be trying to please God. And maybe you just need to fail anyway. Because if failure might turn into success if you continue doing what you feel is the faithful, right thing to do. So all too often we please people as if we had to prove to ourselves, when really God is the only one we need to please. Now, how do you please God? This is my affirmation, and I hope you as Methodists agree with me. You please God by pleasing Jesus. You please Jesus by serving as Jesus would serve, by making disciples for Jesus and continuing to do the works that he started with 12 disciples, one fell away, then it was 11. But I always feel that Paul sort of replaced him. So go out in this world of mission, this dark world of mission, with the light of Christ. Let us pray.